47 to 20. Hell of a sight from here. We see it arcing right over top of us. We see 33 out of 33 Raptor engines lit on Super Heavy as it starts to ascend skyward. Coming up on maximum aerodynamic pressure, then only about a minute and a half until we get into hot staging. We're going to see all but the three center engines turn off on the booster. So our version of Miko, most engines cut off. See those engines powering down?
Booster engine cutoff. Ship ignition. Stage separation.
Six healthy Raptors running on ship on its way to space.
Now, as a reminder, we are not recovering the Super Heavy booster today. We are instead going to do some...
Shut down.
And there we had a good shutdown of the boost back burn. Next up will be the jettison of that hot stage ring.
Ship avionics power and telemetry nominal.
Great call out there that everything looking nominal aboard the Super Heavy vehicle, which is returning to Earth. And we're going to be doing some experiments with it, including a higher angle of attack re-entry, as well as some engine tests as it gets closer to the Gulf. We are, again, because of these tests not recovering it, we are sending it to the Gulf on purpose to do those tests. But again, you see the booster on the left-hand side of your screen. You see ship with six healthy engines continuing its ascent to its planned suborbital trajectory. Everything going very well so far for Starship's ninth flight.
Super Heavy might not have a very smooth ride down. We're going to be putting it through this higher angle of attack. So we're kind of pitching it up a tiny bit, increasing drag. We've done this in wind tunnels. We've done this in computer modeling. It shows that sometimes the control isn't great. It should be igniting for its landing burn in just about 40 seconds from now.
And we are going to relight 13 engines, then bring that down to three engines.
We can see those grid fins doing some heavy work.
Booster landing startup.
Ignited for our landing burn. It may have ended with that landing burn. Does look like we lost telemetry from the booster once we started into that landing burn. Did you see a confirmation that the booster did demise? So the booster's flight ending before it was able to get through landing burn. We were getting live data back the entire time through that high angle of attack flight. So that was something that was really vital for us to get during this reuse.